Hello?
Hi, this is Melina. I'm returning your call with customer support. Thank you for calling. Can I get your zip code so I can pull up your account, ma'am?
32425.
Thank you for that, ma'am. Give me just one moment here. Okay, and then can you verify your first and last name?
Earlene Ferguson.
Thank you, Ms. Earlene. All right, and then can you verify that shipping address?
807 West Highway 90, Bonifay, Florida.
Thank you, ma'am. So I do see here that you had ordered the Hype Watch and the Hype Pods. That was delivered to you on March the 1st. I also see here that they did they added some other charges in there. I see there's a one-year warranty for $18.94, and that was for the Hype Pods.
I didn't accept that.
Okay.
No, I didn't accept that.
We can remove that from the order. I'm just explaining the charges that I'm seeing on the account. And then I see here that you were charged the end of trial fee of $64.97 and $69.97. $69.97, that was for the Hype Watch, and $64.97 was for the earbuds. And then I see here.
No, that weren't the price of those. It was something like I would have never ordered them if they were that much.
Yes, ma'am. Where did you see the advertisement for the product?
I don't even know it was on my phone, and I did. It was not that much money. It was like it wasn't even over $15.
Yes, ma'am. I've seen that there is a $7.92 shipping and handling charge that was made on February the 19th. Let's see here. Okay, so whenever you are seeing the advertisement, once you have been directed to the order page, it does show at the bottom of the page the terms and conditions, which explains that when you pay shipping and handling, you're also agreeing to that 14-day free trial. And after the free trial period, they charge you the end of trial charge.
I did not see nothing about a pre-trial period. No, ma'am, I did not. So how do
yes,
I send
ma'am.
This back to you?
Well, let me see here. It is kind of a hassle to return products. What I could do for you, though, if you wanted to keep the products, is offer you a 35% refund to those end-of-trial charges of $64.97 and $69.97.
You can give me a refund of how much?
A 35% refund of both the charges. I'll tell you the exact
price. What is the $64 for?
You ordered a watch and earbuds.
Okay, so what is the $69 for?
That is for the watch.
No. You tell me how to send this back to you, and I'm going to dispute this with my card company. I want this. I'll either return it or I'll dispute it with my card company and have it taken off.
Well, I am sorry to hear that, ma'am. We can handle it here, though. You don't have to dispute the charges. What I was trying to do was offer you the 35% refund, but I'm willing to do a 50% refund of both of the charges as a courtesy because you were given a confirmation email as well as told in the terms and conditions about the trial period and the end-of-trial charges as well as to call and cancel within the 14-day trial period. And when
no,
you did not,
they
assumed, you liked the product.
No, I did not see that anywhere. I didn't see that trial day period anywhere. No, ma'am, I did not, and I am not happy with it, and I would have never paid that for it. Never would I ever paid that for that online. Never.
Well, we can offer you a free pair of earbuds or a watch if you're interested in that as a courtesy, but I can only do either the 50% refund or the free pair of earbuds or the watch.
Well, you just give me a 50% refund.
Okay. And if
that
you do
50% on both charges.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It is a 50%.
That's ridiculous.
And I can
just
also
charges for that watch. That watch that I saw online that I ordered was less than $15. And now they're saying that it weren't, that that was a trial period. I never saw a trial period. I'm talking to my husband. No. Okay. So what are we doing here?
You said that that was okay to give you a 50% refund of the charge of $69.97 and $64.97. So
yes.
Working on refunding.
Yes, that'll be my lesson bought, and I'll never order anything else from y'all again. I want to see that on my account. My husband's looking at my account right now. I want to see that on my account.
Yes, ma'am. It does take some time for the charges to be refunded to you. It will be in about three to five business days that you will see that reflected into the account.
So the first $64 was for what now?
You ordered two products, so one was for the earbuds, and the second charge that you're seeing was for the watch. $64.97 was for the earbuds, the Hype Pods, and then $69.97 was for the Hype Watch.
That is ridiculous. Ridiculous. And there was nothing in there about a trial period. If it was, it was in such fine letters that nobody could read it.
That's what they do. That's how they get you, ma'am, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is. And I think I'm just going to dispute this. If I don't see this here very shortly on my account refunded, I will go to my credit card, my card company, and I'll dispute it.
Well, I have refunded the charges to you, but if you go and dispute it, that will keep you from being able to get the money in your account, because what they do when they do a dispute is they put a hold on the account, blocking any credits or debits. So if you go and dispute it after I've refunded you, you're going to have to wait for the investigation to be over with before you would see, you know, any refunds.
Well,
then,
I tell you something. My card, I got a notice on my phone that there was fraud on my card, so it may already be, my card may already be canceled.
Did you reach out to your credit card company and have them cancel it, or you're just saying that they saw?
No,
there was
I'm thinking because they sent me a notice about fraud, and then did you do this? And I said, and I told them no, and because I didn't know what it was, and so
they just declined the charge.
It declined the charge.
Yeah, I see there's a soft decline, so the bank just declined the charge when you said no.
Well, it's not declined in my account. It's showing that it was still deducted out of my account.
Yes, that is true. They declined it yesterday, yesterday wasn't the 7th. They declined it March the 7th, and then on March the 8th, they took the charge back out of your account, which I refunded you $34.99 for that $69.97 charge. And I'm going to refund you $32.79 for the $64.97 charge.
All right.
Okay. Okay. So you will see those amounts reflected back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I see here, $34.99. You add that to $32.49. It's a total of $67.48 that you will receive back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. I'll be looking for it.
Yes, ma'am. If you have any issues, just give us a call back here. We do try to avoid disputes, and it is a big hassle for you to, you know, cancel your card, wait to get a new one, when we could assist you here if you have any further questions.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see how it works out.
Okay.
Okay, and I appreciate your time.
Yes, ma'am, of course. Did you want your cancellation number?
Yes, I do. Hold on a minute. Let me get something to write with. Okay.
Okay, that cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
8A as in Apple.
8, and A as in Apple.
05.
05.
E as in Edward.
E.
9, A as in Apple.
Pardon? 9, did you say?
Yes, ma'am. 9, and then A as in Apple.
Okay.
And then it's 2, B as in boy.
Z as in what?
It's 2, B as in boy.
B, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And then we have, so A, 2, B as in boy, and then A as in apple. That's the last letter.
B, A, okay, is the last two.
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
Okay.
So I also went ahead and refunded that warranty fee of $12.97 since you said you did not want that. So
no,
that is...
You said that, it was $18-something.
Yes, ma'am. That was shipping and handling cost $7.92 plus $12.97. So
yeah,
I just refunded... The shipping and handling is non-refundable.
Fine.
And that's on top of the refund of $34.99 and $32.49.
All right, then.
Yes, ma'am. So you will see all those reflected back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. And that is your cancellation number, and there's an email confirmation sent to, it says, elferguson84@yahoo.com. So you can look to your email for that confirmation.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
What's
thank
your
you
name?
Molina.
Molina?
Yes, ma'am.
Spell that.
It's M-E-L-I-N-A.
M-E-L-I-N-A.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.